DHS, deceased armed man wanted to massacre law enforcement. By A.W.R. Hawkins on January 24, 2026. A statement from the Department of Homeland Security says the armed man who was shot and killed in Minneapolis wanted to massacre law enforcement. The DHS said the armed man approached U.S. Border Patrol officers with a 9mm semi-automatic handgun. The statement continued. The officers attempted to disarm the suspect, but the armed suspect violently resisted. More details on the armed struggle are forthcoming. Fearing for his life and the lives and safety of fellow officers, an agent fired defensive shots. Medics on scene immediately delivered medical aid to the subject, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. The suspect also had two magazines and no ID. This looks like a situation where an individual wanted to do maximum damage and massacre law enforcement. Minneapolis police chief identified the deceased man as a 37-year-old white male who was a Minneapolis resident. At 9:05 a.m. CT, as DHS law enforcement officers were conducting a targeted operation in Minneapolis against an illegal alien wanted for violent assault, an individual approached U.S. Border Patrol officers with a 9mm semi-automatic handgun, seen here. The officers attempted to. pic.twitter.com/5y50myong. Homeland Security, at DHSCOV, January 24, 2026. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He holds a Ph.D. in military history with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on X, at R. Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at R. Hawkins at Breitbart.com.